Good afternoon. Welcome to Turnout Radio on CIUT 89.5 FM. I'm Nicole Inica Hamilton, back to open up with you about the latest in the dance scene. Well, I have got a smile on my face. It is a good day, always a good day when I get to spend my afternoon with you. Thanks for tuning in today, folks. We've got a full show for you. However, before I get into it, I want to give a special shout out to the folks at the Fall for Dance North Festival. What a pleasure it was to head on down to the Meridian Hall right here in downtown Toronto to catch Fall for Dance North's 2021 signature program. The three-part global performance film event and a beautiful night of dance on film. And a special shout out and thanks as well to the festival's artistic director, Ilter Ibrahimov, who I joined on stage to co-host an interview with the award-winning director, Vikram Dasgupta. What a night it was, celebrating dance, culture, the arts, community, and so much more. To learn more about the festival, you can check it all out at ffdnorth.com. Coming up on today's broadcast, Jennifer Nichols and Anissa Teshbar of Hit and Run Dance Productions are here to talk about their work, their journey, partnership, and haunted cinema. What's it all about? Well, you have to stay with us to find out. You have to stay with us. So stay locked in right here on CIUT 89.5 FM. You're listening to Turnout Radio, and we're going to take a break and be right back with Jennifer Nichols and Anissa Teshbar.
CIUT 89.5, Toronto.
Welcome back to Turnout Radio on CIUT 89.5 FM. I'm Nicole Inica Hamilton. Well, I've got a good one for you today, folks, because co-directors Jennifer Nichols and Anissa Teshbar are in the house. They have been choreographing together since 2004 and have developed their repertoire and signature style through a bridging of classical and contemporary dance. Now, their body of work demonstrates the full possibility of movement created for performers of all artistic disciplines and for any setting. They have also created works for both stage and screen and have expanded the possibilities of presenting dance and performance movement in alternative contexts. Now, check this. Their expansive client list includes MAC Cosmetics, Nike, the Toronto Botanical Gardens, Evergreen, Brickworks, the Stratford Festival, the Toronto International Film Festival, Casa Loma, CTV, the Rolling Stones, and TELUS. Their on-screen work also includes the Golden Globe Award-winning film, Barney's Version. I mean, come on. I'm so delighted to welcome both Jennifer and Anissa back to Turnout Radio. Welcome. So good to have you both back.
Thank you so much
for having us. We don't just finish each other's sentences. We talk over each other constantly.
Yes.
So there you go.
I love it. Well, I'm so happy to be seated once again with the both of you. And, you know, we all just saw one another at a very spectacular event, the Dance Collection Dance Hall of Fame event. So great to see you both there doing your thing. How did you both enjoy the event?
I thought it was wonderful. I mean, there's very few in the arts events where we actually celebrate our own community and we honor those who came before us, which is what Dance Collection Dallas does. And I'm always so proud to be a part of that event. I have been a part of three on the committee for the event for two and producing the performance aspects of the event as well. So I love the people who organize everything. I love curating performances for that event, and I love the audience. The audience is just warm hugs of people.
Well, you are loved right back. Let me just tell you right now, Anissa, you're loved right back. It was so wonderful to see you there. And you, Jennifer, as well. Can you share a little bit about your involvement with the event? It was so great to see you there.
I was there essentially to support in any way I could because I love the dance community. And these are pioneers and groundbreaking artists who really deserve to be celebrated. And like Anissa said, it's not done often in our community. So it was really special. It was an honor for me to be there. And not only to see the inductees have their moment, but the beautiful performances, the special artists who donated their time to add to the day. So it was remarkable.
It was remarkable, special. You said all the words. Yeah, all the words. And lots of love to you, too, because, again, it was just so great spending that time with you and the many other artists. It was beautiful. And speaking of beautiful, this moment right here is exactly that, because can we talk, please, about how we've all been doing since we've seen each other last? There's been so much that's been transpiring and a lot of change, a lot of negotiating how it is that we're navigating through not just our artistic journey, but life in general. And so how have you both been doing? Jennifer, let's start with you.
Well, I mean, what a trip this has been. This is the last thing I think any of us expected to happen. And so none of us were prepared for it. I'm okay. I mean, I think in the beginning of the pandemic, I was coping better, even though it was a shock what was happening. I was coping better because I had to keep so busy. There's so much that happened so quickly for me as the owner of the extension room. I ended up having to close my studio permanently. And so that was a big endeavor to wrap that up and make the move. And then, of course, pivot everything I was doing teaching-wise to online, which was a full-time job and then some. And so all of those big changes kept me so busy. And then, of course, applying for grants and pivoting into the digital world and creating dance online was very exciting, but at the same time, daunting. And I think I was just in this kind of cloud of white noise and just keep going, put one foot in front of the other. And then inevitably, at some point, there comes a lull and there comes a pause where you stop and take stock of what's happened. And you look around you and go, wait a minute, where am I now? And that's when the heaviness kind of hit me, because I realized I felt as if I'd been slogging uphill. And before the pandemic, arriving to a place where I was reaching the summit, not the summit, but the point where I could look around and say, okay, I've arrived at a great place. I've achieved a lot and I know where to go next. And then with everything changing, it felt like I'd slid back to the bottom of that hill. And now looking back up going, okay, well, where do I start and where do I take that first step? How do I take that first step? And just feeling a little bit diminished as an artist and feeling, okay, well, now I'm at this age where I thought I'd achieved this amount and I knew where my next, my path was taking me. And I kind of felt like I was back to my 20-year-old self. And I was reminded by a wonderful artist yesterday. She said, no, listen, that what happened in terms of opportunities and studios, opportunities falling away and studios closing and shows that didn't make it onto stage, that doesn't diminish who you are as an artist. You've still arrived and you have evolved to a certain state and you're not sliding back from there. You have to be patient. The opportunities will start to present themselves again and you are still ready to approach them in the same manner as before the pandemic. So just hold on to the fact that you are not diminished as an artist. And that's what I want my colleagues to understand, that they are not changed as an individual and as a professional and as an artist. The world around them has. So we just have to adapt to that.
What a powerful way of sharing that too. I think what I've really been noticing is the importance of all of us being extremely gentle with ourselves during the course of all that we're navigating through. We have to really show ourselves a lot of self-compassion, because you're very right. Things have changed around us. And as a result of that, there will be changes that we'll also end up making to accommodate. The word pivot, hearing you say that, is the word of the day. And Anissa, I'm curious to hear your thoughts as well. The word pivot, I mean.
No, I say no to the word pivot. I say no. I hate it. And it's not because I hate what it means. I'm all for change and I'm all for adaptation and I'm all for reinvention and I'm all for working within boundaries. I actually think boundaries are a gift. Often when given boundaries, we create things that we wouldn't had we not had them. And so it actually makes you extend yourself as an artist. But the word pivot itself has just been, in my opinion, overused and used as a weird thing that people are telling us to do. It's like a, you have to pivot. And that's where I think my back gets up about that word specifically. But I will say Jennifer and I are a breed of artist that must be doing and must be making. We, it's what we have in common. It's what brought us together in the first place. And it's what has let our relationship and our working love for each other sustain so much time and a pandemic and marriages and children and anything that there is to come. Jen and I will be together forever in some way or another. And that's because we share the want and the need to keep making and to keep moving. And, you know, for many artists, the time in the pandemic was a true pause. And for Jennifer and I, it was too, mostly because our business wasn't thriving like it had been before from a busyness perspective. But we were able to really, through conversation and through making plans and through seeing each other distanced on porches with masks and the whole bit, be able to actually make true plans for where we want the company to go, about how we want to live the rest of our lives together as partners, and what we really want to be making for the city of Toronto and our country and representing artists all over the place.
And let's talk about what brought you together, you know, this wonderful couplehood, the two of you together doing all of the wonderful work. Now, we're going to be talking about haunted cinema in just a short moment. Looking forward to getting into all the nooks and crannies with haunted cinema. But I'd like to talk about as well, what brought you together? For those who don't know, where did that begin? And where did Hit and Run dance?
Yeah, it's a good story. Like I've told it many times over the years, and I will tell it to you, Nicole, because I don't think I've ever told it to you. But Jennifer and I met several times over several years. That's the truth. We met once in a class at Canada's National Ballet School. We went then again a year later at an open class, and then we continually kept meeting at open classes around the city, mostly at Dance Tech. Shout out to Kevin Pugh. And yay, Kevin. And we ended up becoming friends just over hanging out. And there was one time in a bar that I said to her, why are we waiting around for people to give us opportunity when we can make our own?
Wow.
Yeah. And she said, yeah.
Well, it's true. I mean, I had been, you know, fussing around with creating these little shows in bars and choreographic experiments, I guess I would call them. And that bar was one night after we'd done something. I don't even remember what it was, but I was, you know, I was thinking, okay, this was kind of odd, but I, you know, I think we could do more of this. And we were so tired of both of us working at restaurants and bars every night till 2-3 in the morning, getting up to go to class the next day and audition and keep up with our training. And we thought, well, you know, maybe we could monetize this and give opportunities to our colleagues so that, you know, obviously most artists still have to have a secondary job, but maybe we can get out of working at a restaurant or bar every night till the wee hours and help others do the same. So it started small and we started creating these opportunities. And the most, I think, one of the most rewarding things I've ever heard in my career was from one of our dancers we've hired for quite a few productions, who said, you know, I was able to quit my job at the cafe because of Hit and Run. And I can't tell you how much easier you've made my life and how much, you know, more I'm dancing. And that just moved me so deeply, and it has sustained me for a long time, you know, besides my deep friendship with Anissa and our shared vision and the fact that we're so hungry, as she said, for creating and making and bringing people together. But the fact that, you know, we're able to give opportunities to other dancers, that's one of the most important mandates, I think, of our company.
It's also weirdly selfish, Nicole. Like I've said this for many years, Jen and I pay people that we like to chill with us and make good dance.
True.
You know what I mean?
We have a lot of fun. I mean, if you could see the green rooms before and after the shows, it's ridiculous. I mean, we're very professional and we're very focused on our work, but I don't laugh as hard anywhere else in my life as I do when I'm working on a Hit and Run show. And we've heard that from our dancers too. They love coming back because it's we're very proud of the fact that we've been told it's a very positive working environment. They have fun. They work hard, but they also have fun.
Well, here's the thing. There's at this point, especially post-pandemic, there's absolutely zero point in doing things that don't bring you joy, unless they make you millions, which we know the arts doesn't. So might as well have fun, be with a group of people that you admire, be with a group of people who you trust, and make things that you want to make for people you want to make them for.
Oh, love it. Okay. Choose joy.
Right.
Yeah. Choose joy. Well, folks, for those of you who are just tuning in, I'm Nicole Inika Hamilton, sitting down with some joy and Hit and Run Dance Productions. Anissa Teshbar and Jennifer Nichols are sitting in with me this afternoon. And speaking of choosing joy, I know that we're going to be talking about haunted cinema. And actually, let's get into haunted cinema now. From the time that I was very young, I've always been that kid that runs when I hear the word haunted. And in preparation,
you're the perfect audience. Perfect.
Captive perfect. In your car, you can't get away.
Perfect.
Right. So now I'm intrigued. I'm thinking, well, wait a second. Maybe I could learn a thing or two from haunted cinema, because haunted cinema is combining the classic appeal of the good old fashioned horror movie with a live theatrical experience. So talk to us about haunted cinema. What is it? What can we expect? Should we be scared in advance?
Well, I think it depends on whether you go to the adult friendly late screening or the family friendly early screening. So maybe you should go to the early screening, Nicole.
Maybe I should.
Yeah. I mean, this is, we believe the first time this has been done, definitely in Toronto and maybe across Canada. This is a show within a show. It's a double show. It is an immersive activated experience, live experience. It combines the cinema, going to the movies, with going to the theater. So we are presenting two classic horror and Halloween themed films. And, you know, everyone loves The Drive-In. Most of us remember it from when we were kids. Well, people my age do. And it's a very unique experience in that you get to go to the drive-in, but at the same time, you are visited by performers, characters who activate the spaces around the cars. So the in sync and choreographed to what's happening on screen, the activation is elevated and it's pulled right off the screen. So you're in the show. You're living the show.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Here's the thing. The drive-in has had a huge resurgence during the pandemic, and it's mostly because of the fact that we are scared of each other now. And so to be with your family and to be in the car, or to be with your friends, or to be with your partner, and being able to do something that feels normal. Get a bag of popcorn, sit there to watch a movie at Halloween season, which for many is their favorite. I know for Jennifer and I, it is. We have come to be obsessed with Halloween. And then to have the most one-of-a-kind experience where performers from wherever around your car they could be coming from will come, and in tandem with the film will give you a double experience. I can't really think of anything that I would like to create more and that I would like to see more. And Jennifer and I came to the idea deep in the pandemic and couldn't wait to get it on roller skates and flying. Not that you can fly on roller skates, but I'm saying the phrase. I stand by the phrase. But, you know, we were like, how can we reinvent this? How can we make activations? How can we get people out of their house? How can we get people feeling safe? How can we have fun with our colleagues? How can we do all of these things? And haunted cinema for me is a no-brainer this Halloween season. No-brainer. There's very little risk. It's gonna be fun. And you're out of your house and you're screaming and laughing and eating popcorn. What else is there?
Right.
Yeah, and I think, like Anissa said, it's so safe. There's a lot that's opened up, and there's a lot of haunted walks, and trick-or-treating is back to some extent. But I think there is still a level of reticence and some fear because of the fourth wave or the Delta variant. And as much as we can try and be super distanced and careful with masks, there's always a risk there. And I think that's an underlying sort of uncertainty with a lot of people. So in this case, you are entirely within the confines of your own personal space in your car. And so, you know, you can allow yourself just to be scared by the film and the show and not be scared by, you know, the risk, the health risk.
Right. And here's the thing too, like performers are ready to get back to work. They're also scared. They're also dealing with COVID. Jen and I also are, you know, everyone has their point, but I know for sure that people are ready to be entertained, and Jennifer and I are ready to entertain them. We are ready to work. We are ready to put smiles on kids' faces and to make adults, you know, cling on to that thing that you hold on to in your car. This one, the one, the top one. So that, you know, and the performers are going to be, after 18 months of not, you know, being in front of audiences and not being on stages, they're chomping at the bit. This is their gift. This is their calling. And it's going to be amazing to see them all on stage for you in the safety of your car.
Absolutely.
And you say on stage, we say that in air quotes, because that's one of the, this is interesting. This is another extension of Hit and Run as a company, because when we started, our whole idea was, you know, why do we have to rent a theater and sell tickets and hope people come to see us? Why don't we bring the show to them? And so most of our shows are site specific. We performed on rooftops and gardens, on runways, in living rooms, in theaters, in galleries, in big public spaces. So it's the show that comes to you. And so this is another extension of it. We're bringing it now to the drive-in. And if you can picture that opening scene in La La Land, where the performers, you know, appear. And I mean, unfortunately, we don't get to dance on people's cars. So that wouldn't be nice. But we're going to be dancing in and around the spaces around the cars. So it's that joy, that sense of everyone uniting and coming out of where you least expect them to appear from. It's the show that pops up, and it's the ultimate surprise. So that's part of it. And it's not, obviously, it's Halloween, and the later show is more scary. But you think about the family-friendly show, there's going to be moments of just fun and energy and dance, and it's just all about bringing things to life again that have been resting static for too long.
And we've been so lucky to have partnership with Ontario Plays and the Reconnect Festival Grant, who've allowed us to, who saw a lot of weight in this idea and really jumped on board to support it. Sorry, Nicole, I interrupted you. I just wanted to shout out.
No, not at all. That's okay. It's good to give those shout outs because these organizations are helping to breathe life into the vision as well that you both have brought together. So shout out to them. I'm going to give you your space. You can give them that shout out.
Yeah, get tickets October 26th to 31, OntarioPlays.com. Do it now. Do it today.
Do it today. And so October 26th through to October 31st. Two shows daily, 180 cars per show. This is actually pretty cool that that many cars can actually be served during each of the shows.
Yes.
Yeah, no, it has a really wide spread. And that means the performers are going to be all over that car park. It's going to be wild, and it's going to be great.
It's a beautiful big space. And the fact that, you know, our performers finally get to spread their wings and move, they're going to be eating up that parking lot. We're not going to tell you the exact number of how many there are, but there's a whack of dancers and actors who are so excited to be back.
Yeah.
I mean, we are employing 100 people in the arts for the month of October, or for part of the month of October. We're back, baby. Let's do it.
Let's do it indeed. So what can people expect, Jennifer and Anissa, once they get there? Give us some more highlights.
Well, they'll settle in while they're waiting for the show to start, and there'll be a little pre-show. They might get some surprises, some little tidbits of the work that Hit and Run has done in the past year during the pandemic. Just a little entertainment to tie them over until the show starts. And then if they are getting peckish, which most people are during a film, they can visit our concession stand and load up on their popcorn and candy and chocolate and make sure they have all those goodies for when the film starts.
And it's sitting at a good price, $50 per car. $50 per car.
And you can put four people in that car. So, and with all online ordering, so you can actually organize to go with your friends, and you can go in several cars, or, you know, it's really open. Plan it, you know, you have lots of time to plan.
And it works out to less than the cost of going to a regular movie theater. I mean, by the time you pay for a ticket at a regular theater and then add in your popcorn, you're coming in way under. You're getting two shows in one for that price.
Yeah, you're even your parking. You don't have to park your car. You're still in it.
You're still in your car. So does that mean if I'm coming that I can, you know, not saying that I would, but, you know, you can wear your pajama pants and a nice blouse.
Rock it.
100. 100. No, you should just come in full pajamas. No one's going to see you.
And bring your cozy blanket. And some people, I mean, particularly, I think the kids may want to get in on this. Once we'll talk about the films, but you may want to come dressed up as your favorite character from the film. And that's another way, you know, to experience dressing up without without having to do the trick-or-treating or going to a house party. You can dress up in your car.
Okay, this is oh so good. Well, folks, we're going to take a break right here on Turnout Radio and come back with much more of Jennifer and Anissa right here on CIUT 89.5 FM. Listening to Turnout Radio on CIUT 89.5 FM. Was Jungle with Keep Moving. Welcome back to Turnout Radio on CIUT 89.5 FM. I'm Nicole Inika Hamilton, back with Jennifer Nichols and Anissa Tejpar, Hit and Run Productions. We're doing the do this afternoon because we're talking about all things Hit and Run Dance Productions, but also talking about haunted cinema. I'm scared. and I'm ready. And
you
I'm ready. I'm ready.
Listen, I actually thought about this, Nicole. I thought about this. So yeah. Here's the way that I would like to engage you to come to this show, okay? Because now it's going to be my personal need to see you in a car there, okay? Here's the thing. So it's not like some spooky, ooh, I'm going to chase you haunt thing, right? This is an artistic experience. And this is one where some of our city's best artists are performing in. So for you as an art lover, art maker, art devourer, you can view it from that perspective. You're viewing an artistic interpretation of horror, not the scary horror itself. Is that better?
Oh, that's good. Ooh, that's My bags were already packed. I was already headed there. That definitely helped a lot. I want to invite Turnout Radio listeners far and wide. Come with us. Let's go. Let's go to Haunted Cinema and check this out and appreciate and spend time with those artists that you mentioned, Anissa. And let's talk about that. The fact that this is a wonderful opportunity, if we can explore that a little bit more to support artists and art and dance. Let's talk about that.
Well, like Anissa said, we've been off, most of us, for close to 2 years. So this is a wonderful opportunity to get back in front of an audience. And our performers are itching. They're itching to feel that live energy, that connection. And I think it would be very, very special for them to spot some familiar faces inside those cars. Some people who they recognize from our community, and recognize and feel the support as we all get back to what we do and help elevate the whole platform. So I think wherever we can, buy the tickets, go to the shows, show up. Just seeing you there, as you know, we've got your back from the community, it would mean so much.
Here's the thing, that as Torontonians, art is part of the social fabric, what makes up this city, and it has been dormant for a long time. We've been relying on Netflix and American television, and thank God for things like Schitt's Creek and Strays now on CBC and, you know, Canadian shows that are being made. But ultimately, it is time to support our own creations. It's time for Torontonians to go out and see what this city has to offer and to support art, because with art, we all are happier, better, more entertained, have things to do on the weekend. And it gives us an opportunity to step out of the mundane of our regular life, come see Haunted Cinema, and get transported for 2 hours into another planet full of popcorn too.
Okay, I am ready. Well, the films, let's talk about that too. There's so much to explore with Haunted Cinema. It's like waking up and not knowing what to look at first. There's so much that's happening. Let's talk about the films, because this is really exciting. What are we going to be seeing?
Well, we've got some classics, two OG classics. If you are my age, which I'm not going to say what that is, you will definitely remember growing up with Scream. So the original, there have been three, I think. Screams, but the first one, the one with Neve Campbell, Canadian actor. Yes. We all love that one. I mean, it was part of the fabric of my childhood growing up and actually being allowed to watch scary films for the first time. So we have the OG Scream for our late show. And then for the early show, we have for the family show, we have Goosebumps. And I remember growing up reading the books. There was a series that became super popular, and it was so popular that, you know, they decided to turn it into a series of films. Great choice, super entertaining for the family. It has that spooky lean to it without being too much for kids. So anyone over the age of five, totally suitable to attend this film. And it is also the OG, the first one. There is a new Goosebumps coming out in October, the number three, I think it is. So this is a great way to revisit the first one and then take your kids to see the new one. You're going to have a marathon of Goosebumps.
And it stars Jack Black. So, you know, what do you want? That's going to be fun and wild. And we all know he's going to bring it. So Goosebumps for the kids and Scream, iconic mask, iconic characters. I mean, David Arquette in the 90s, Skeet Ulrich in the 90s. What else do you want?
Drew Barrymore.
Oh, Drew Barrymore. I love some Drew Barrymore.
She's the best. And 90s fashion is the best. And the 90s fashion is big right now. So get dressed up in your best 90s outfit.
Yes.
Come to the movie. I mean, it's perfect.
And I think that's what's so fun about it. Just being a part of this, you know, Anissa and Jennifer, feeling like we are a part of what is happening by getting dressed up. We've been inside, we've been sitting on Zoom, we've been looking at one another in little boxes, and now we have the opportunity to connect. As things are slowly opening up again, we have this wonderful opportunity to connect and be with one another and celebrate and watch film. So this is quite exciting. Congratulations to the both of you putting this together and being those individuals that are ensuring that community is being pulled together as well. Thank you for being activators. That's the word I'm looking for.
Thank you.
Activators.
We take a lot of pride in doing that. And it's a big mandate of our connection and why we want to continually engage our own community and people at large. We love people. We love being with people. We love collaborating and we love creating. And so Haunted Cinema is an easy lean for us. Visit OntarioPlace.com to get your tickets.
Yes, folks, do it. OntarioPlace.com. Just a reminder for our listening audience, October 26th straight through to the 31st, two shows daily and $50 per car, which again, we were mentioning earlier, a lovely opportunity to see film a lot less expensive than we normally would when we're going into the theater. So I'll see you there. Turnout Radio will see you there. I'll see.
We got her, folks. We got her.
You got me. Now I just have to find three people to go with.
and an awesome outfit, which isn't hard for you. You're always in an awesome outfit.
Yes, you are.
Well, you two are amazing. And thank you for saying that. I am so honestly, you've made my day being here in the Turnout Radio studio. You are awesome. And tell us before you go, what else do you have coming up? What's coming up for Hit and Run Dance Productions that you can give us the 411 on? What can you tell us?
We're looking forward to holiday. As always, holiday is a big time of the year for us. And we can't talk about too much, but I'm sure there's going to be a lot more from us for holiday. But we need just like a 1 week break in November after Haunted Cinema, I think. Just one recovery week before we go wild into holiday. Because as you know, these days, holiday starts November 1st.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And you deserve
the break. Right. So friends, you can visit and learn more about Hit and Run Dance Productions at hitandrun.ca. And you can head over to OntarioPlace.com to learn more about Haunted Cinema.
Yes, ma'am.
Don't miss it. Anissa, Jennifer, you are joy. I'm just letting you know. It's so good to be back with you again here. Thank you for joining me on the show.
Thank you so much for having us. It's always nice to see you and chat with you, Nicole.
Oh, you as well. Thank you both. And thank you to our listening audience. That's it for Turnout Radio. Join us again next week at 2 p.m. EST and check us out as well at turnoutradio.com online. Technical production of today's broadcast was facilitated by Amber Downey-Back. I'm Nicole Inika Hamilton. I hope your week finds you turning out to dance.
your city. CIUT 89.5, Toronto.